David Howard from Albany. I was just listening to the roundtable and the report on the latest bombing in Austin. I just thought it was a little bit insensitive in the remarks. The guests that you had on the roundtable referred to the two people that had been victims of the tripwire bombing as hipsters, as in a couple of hipsters had been injured. And I just thought that was a little bit flippant considering the subject matter. So the whole thing just seemed rather rushed and flippant and insensitive.
Kate Reese Heard in High Falls, New York. I just listened with great interest to Alan's Hour with Dr. Hullup on Alzheimer's. I'm struck by the statistics he gave that 1 in 5 Medicare dollars is for Alzheimer's care now. In 10 years, it's expected to be 1 in 3 and subsequently to exceed the defense budget. We have to ask why this shocking rise. And here's an answer. In his March 2016 talk in Stockholm, Dr. Martin Pall, P-A-L-L, stated that many of the hormones and all of the neurotransmitters in the body are released through the action of the voltage-gated calcium channels and intracellular calcium. These extremely frequency-sensitive channels are, in fact, erratically activated by chaotic wireless radiation. This figures big in autism, too. He has an hour-long talk on that. Please, will you get him on to teach us?
This is Bruce Grund calling from Kingston. The March for Our Lives and Never Again and Enough will resonate and reverberate up and down the ages with and without the students' rages and in the halls and walls of Congress. But in the meantime, it is politically pressingly and depressingly obvious that Congress and President Trump will do nothing to ban the sales of assault weapons. The various walkouts and demonstrations by students is only a fine first step. The one action that will force Congress's and Trump's hand and underhand to defy the NRA and the gun manufacturers and to pass legislation banning sales of all assault weapons and accessories is for students nationwide to refuse to return to their schools till Congress bans sales of all assault weapons. The students' demands must make the assault weapons ban and mandatory background checks non-negotiable.